Good morning, friends, and thank you for allowing me to join you on this beautiful Tuesday morning as we open up the Word of God and start our day off together studying God's Word. Today, we're in Isaiah chapter 4, verses 1 through 17, and today's reading describes the Lord's love for and relationship with Israel and His promise to rebuild Jerusalem. The opening verses affirm that Jerusalem will once again be filled with people. And, of course, God's saving word for us as we begin this week together is joy. So let's begin reading Isaiah chapter 54, beginning at verse 1. Jerusalem, you have been like a childless woman, but now you can sing and shout for joy. Now you will have more children than a woman whose husband never left her. Make the tent you live in larger. Lengthen its ropes and strengthen the pegs. You will extend your boundaries on all sides. Your people will get back the land that the other nations now occupy. Cities now deserted will be filled with people. Do not be afraid. You will not be disgraced again. You will not be humiliated. You will forget your unfaithfulness as a young wife and your desperate loneliness as a widow. Your Creator will be like a husband to you, and the Lord Almighty is His name. The Holy God of Israel will save you. He is the ruler of all the world. Israel, you are like a young wife deserted by her husband and deeply distressed. But the Lord calls you back to Him and says, "For one brief moment I left you. With deep love I will take you back. I turned away angry only for a moment. But now I will show you my love forever, so says the Lord who saves you. In the time of Noah, I promised never again to flood the earth. Now I promise not to be angry with you again. I will not reprimand or punish you. The mountains and the hills may crumble, but my love for you will never end. And I will keep forever my promise of peace, so says the Lord who loves you." The Lord says, "O Jerusalem, you suffering, helpless city with no one to comfort you, I will rebuild your foundations with precious stones. I will build your towers with rubies and your gates with stones that glow like a fire, and the wall around you with jewels. I myself will teach your people and give them prosperity and peace. Justice and right will make you strong. You will be safe from oppression and terror. Whoever attacks you does it without my consent, and whoever fights against you will fall. I create the blacksmith who builds a fire and forges weapons. I also create the soldier who uses the weapons to kill. But no weapon will be able to hurt you. You will have an answer for all who accuse you. I will defend my servants and give them victory." And today's key verse is Isaiah 54 verse 5, where Isaiah writes, "The only God of Israel will save you. He is the ruler of the world." And again, beloved, you know, we sometimes look in astonishment when we see the history of Israel and see how they fall away from God, then they come back to God, then they fall away from God, and you know, just all the things that God had to deal with. And in my youth, when I was young and stupid, you know, I used to think, well, I'm glad the church is never like that. But indeed, we are. You know, we say that we love the Lord. We say that we love the church. We say that we love Jesus. And then we go out and live our lives in such a way that only harm the reputation of our Lord and Savior. And then we come back to Him. And so I guess we're not a whole lot different from Israel. But when we remember that it's the Holy God of Israel that saves us, the one who rules over all the world, how can we not but rejoice in the greatness of His salvation? Let's pray. Holy God, I shout for joy because of your faithfulness, and I trust in your promises and in your never-ending love. Amen. Well, that brings our Tuesday morning together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow. We'll be in Isaiah chapter 55, verses 1 through 13, where the Lord extends an invitation to the people to return to Him. Until tomorrow, then, may God richly bless you with every wonderful, wonderful blessing. Amen.